Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Spirit's Healing Circle, where we'll explore ways to let go of our fears and become free. This is David Clark, and this is an experiential time where we all will talk about different topics that we hold near and dear and share one at a time. I'd like to invite all of you to take this moment to just take some deep breaths and ground yourself. That's it. Just breathe deeply. And I'm going to do the same for just a little bit more. Life can sometimes be so stressful, and this is a time to let go and just cherish the moment. Allow yourself to be who you're meant to be, which is simply a free spirit that is absolutely perfect, that can enjoy the human experience without getting caught up in drama. And so this is my wish for you today, to consider that and go into that space, at least for the next hour or so, and hopefully continue to do so for the rest of the day. And so I welcome you. We have Katie and Jean here today, and we probably will be joined by some others. I'm going to invite Katie and Jean, if they're comfortable doing it, to introduce topics for today. And I believe Jean has a topic that she'd like to raise. Isn't that correct, Jean?
Yes. Hi, David. And hi, Katie. And hi to all the new listeners that join us. Yes, I would like to bring up the topic of thoughts, words, and you added action.
Perfect. Perfect. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to Katie now. And Katie, if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, please feel free to share that. Otherwise, I'll come up with something. But we're going to keep it to two topics. Well, there's just three of us. We can do three topics. Let me go to you, Katie. Katie, is there a topic you'd like? Hi.
A topic, maybe.
Put you on the spot, eh?
I know. Maybe. Maybe money or manifesting.
Oh, that's a good one. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And what can I throw into the mix? Now I'm putting myself on the spot. All right. I would like to talk about, I have a situation going on today, and mm-hmm. I would like to hear people talk about detaching with love. So that's my topic. And I guess we're going to have somebody else calling in too, but we're going to keep it to three topics. And if people don't mind, I would ask that there be no crosstalk, that we just go one at a time. And I will let one of you decide who wants to go first. And if we can just remain silent while the other person is talking, then we'll come back and go around again if other thoughts have occurred. Because last week things got a little out of hand and it turned into a kind of a mishmash, everybody talking. So let's try to keep it one at a time. Is everybody in agreement with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Who would like to go first? It's not going to be
me.
Why don't
you go first, David? Oh, okay, well, it'll be me then.
I can do that. I can do that.
Did we just get a new caller, David?
No, we didn't. I'm getting some Facebook things from you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn down the volume on my computer so we don't have that, but I'm still able to be heard because I'm talking via my telephone. So, anyhow, Jean, I love your topic. I think that every thought and every word that we speak is a prayer. And it forms the basis of the actions that we take. And when we're not centered within ourselves, when we're not in a loving space, our actions can betray our true selves. And I think it's really important to stay conscious to the moment. When I can do that, then I'm able to be in touch with what I'm thinking. If I'm not present to the moment, I've got monkey brain, and I have all kinds of thoughts going through my brain, and I'm not conscious of what I'm thinking. And then I'm not always conscious of what I'm saying. And it's so important, I believe, speaking for myself, to think, talk, and act in love only. I can't say that I do it perfectly. No, I do not. I had a little situation today where I did something that wasn't particularly loving. I violated somebody's, not a confidence, but a relationship issue. I talked about it with somebody else, and I should not have done that. It was not a loving thing to do, it kind of stirred up a bee's hive. So I'm dealing with the aftermath of that, and we'll have to do some more of that after the show. So I'm looking forward to being present to the moment now and considering what I can do in a loving way and not letting my thoughts go haywire and being careful with what actions that I take. So today, I have not been perfect. I'm a human being, as we all are, but I'm going to work on staying aligned with my spirit. And Katie, I love your topic of manifesting. We are all co-creators, and ultimately, everything that happens in our life starts with a thought. And when we can let that thought go, if it's a desire of our heart, eventually it will manifest, not necessarily in our time. Everything happens in God's time. And so I need to practice patience when I want to manifest something. And I've manifested a lot of things in my past. In the last few years, I've been a little bit stymied with manifesting the things that I've desired. And I think the reason for that, I believe the reason for that, has been that I've wanted things too much and focused on why it's not happening now instead of just releasing the desire, just releasing the thoughts, and having faith that everything will come to pass in the time that's right for me. I don't always know what's right for me. And I don't believe God gives me any more than I can handle, and that he brings to me, he, she, however you want to perceive it. I'm just so used to saying he, so I'm sorry if it sounds sexist. It's just what I'm kind of comfortable with. At any rate, I believe that God brings to me those things that I desire at the time when I can handle it best. I've heard it said, be careful what you wish for, you might just get it. Because there are some things that are not particularly pleasant that I may not have considered when I put up forth a desire. that comes back to me to teach me a lesson. And detachment. I'm struggling I'm going to let it go for now. I've lost my train of thought, and I'd like to hear what each of you think. Who would like to go next? And we do have another caller. Let me just quickly touch base with that person.
Okay.
Hi, area code 848. What's your name, please?
My name is Denise Loria Venatelli.
Oh, hi, Denise.
How are you?
Okay. Great. It's nice to hear from you, Denise. We didn't need your whole name, but we know who you are now. Denise, today we're talking about...
That's the professional in me, sorry.
No need to apologize. I'm David Clark. David Clark Cowdery, but I go by David Clark. At any rate, we're talking about three topics today, Denise. We're talking about thoughts, words, and actions as one topic.
Yeah.
We're talking about manifesting as another topic. And then we're talking about detaching with love as the third topic. And we have two others besides myself at present. And Jean, would you like to go next?
Sure, I can go.
Hi, Jean. Love you.
Welcome, Denise. Love you too, Denise. I love you too, Katie, for calling in. And because you're a beautiful human being too. Thank you. And I love you too, David. I don't want to leave you out.
Oh, I'm not feeling left. I know how you feel about me. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Katie, your subject of bringing up manifesting and money is perfect because it also flows in with the other topics of thoughts, words, and actions, and actually being in the divine love space during stress, like David brought up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have learned in the past that my negative thoughts and words just kept the cycle going. No matter how much positive actions I was taking, I was fighting against myself. Once I came to that realization, I worked overtime to always think positive thoughts and speak positive words. You know the saying, and we've all grown up with it, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it. Well, the same thing goes with thinking besides speaking, because when you are saying something negative about a certain situation or negative because things aren't moving fast enough in the manifestation that you want, that gets in the way and that throws up obstacles. So, but when we surrender to the universal law of belief, trust, and faith, and flow, and I'm saying this takes practice, then, Katie, the money just pops in our hands, you know? If we're manifesting love, right? The divine, some people might, like, meet a man or a woman, and they might say, ooh, I really like this person. I want a relationship with this person, just as an example. And they'll pray about it, right? Or ask their guardian angel or try to work on manifesting it to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens if it's not in your highest good to have that particular partner? What if it's in your highest good to have somebody that is more equally balanced that you would love and appreciate even more, right? So when I really came to this conscious awareness, I decided that when I ask the Supreme Creator Source Energy for things now, I ask for the doorways to be open that is best for the highest good for me and all, because I don't want to miss an opportunity. As far as taking those actions, you know, if you want to move to a new location, it starts sifting out your house. It start packing things up that you want to take with you to your new location, but you're not using right now, so that you start the action step and stuff and move the energy. Some people will be thinking, well, why haven't I gotten that job yet? Or why haven't I found that place to live yet? Or why haven't I found that romantic love yet, right? Well, look at all the dynamics involved to get you on that timeline in that place, right? If it's moving locations, well, that perfect place, whether it's a condo, apartment, or house, needs to become vacant from you, for you to move into, right? And we wouldn't want anything, any harm to come to that person who is currently living there. So we leave the door open for the divine timing, and we are patient. And we are patient in trusting and believing and knowing. And the more we consciously allow that, the more easier it gets, David, also, and other listeners, to be in the love place of unconditional love during stressful moments, to having the conscious awareness to say, you know what, I made a human mistake, and I'm sorry, and I see the ramifications, and I promise to work, I promise to be more proactive, to be more conscious in my thoughts, in my words, in my sharing and expressing. Okay, there you go, David.
Thank you, Jean. And Sharon has just joined us. Sharon, to let you know, today the topics are thoughts, words, and action. That's one topic. Manifesting with regards to money or anything that you desire, that's the second topic. And the third topic is detaching with love. And your mic isn't open yet. We're going to go to Katie, Denise, and then we'll come to you, Sharon. So, Katie, what would you like to say?
I would like to share something. So about maybe 13 years ago, I had wanted to move to another state. So I knew where I wanted to move to. So I would just tell people I'm moving there. And then I kind of had, there were clothes I had that I just wasn't using, and I didn't want them anymore. And I kind of had packed them up, and I had told, some relatives to come get them, but they never came. So I kind of just, I took them outside. I left them outside. I don't know what happened to those clothes, but I know I let them go. And at this time, I really didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a lot of money. I was like, okay, I'm down to my last few hundreds. And I kind of just released it to the universe. Like, okay, I don't know where I'm going to get money from. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I had this creative visualization book. And I went to this this area where cars would, like a parkway, and cars would ride by. And it was beautiful and sunny, and I would just sit out on this bench, and I would write what I desired. And then, I would write it in the first tense. I would write it, and I would imagine it and feel it. And I would just imagine me driving one of these luxury cars that was riding by. And then on this, the page, on the first page, you write what you want and you feel it. And on the second page, you kind of write any fears that pop up. And what you do is, once you're finished still feeling and writing what you want, now you have your list of fears, or you basically turn those to positives. So, for example, if the thought was, well, I don't know, say I want a car, I don't know how I'm going to get a car. You know, I would write that, well, you know, the universe could give you a car. You know, you could win some money. Somebody could give you some money. Somebody could give you a car. I would kind of write out the other options to that thought. And what I was doing was kind of like clearing out, I guess, negative judgments or negative beliefs and kind of focusing on changing the focus from a negative to a positive. And I would just take the time and do this kind of every day, go there. And I received the money to move like in 2 weeks out of the blue. And I think it was a combination of me focusing my energy on things I wanted on a deal, you know, like building a momentum, and then also me releasing things. And then I kind of detached and like I didn't do anything to make it happen. I kind of just, Let me rephrase that. I was doing something. I was focusing my energy and visualizing and feeling, and then I released it to the universe. But I didn't do anything like go to a car dealer or like try to get the money or things like that. I mean, I was doing something. It was just a different type of action. So I think, I think letting go and detaching and feeling things and visualizing and then changing your perspective, I think that can help with manifesting.
Wow. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Katie?
No, I think what's going on with me now is I need to take the time, because like I said, I was doing it kind of on a daily basis. I do it now, but maybe like sporadically. So maybe I'm thinking if I would just make it more of a practice or ritual that could help with things.
Thank you, Katie.
You're
Denise,
welcome.
What are your I appreciate it. What are your thoughts, Denise?
My thoughts are, you know, I think continuing to practice brings it, you know, you manifest where you put your attention to. So I think in my case, I write things down or I visualize things or make, you know, those vision boards for myself. And I'm generally able to manifest things generally quicker when I'm in the practice on a regular basis. So that's what's worked for me. And in terms of, I don't know how much you know about me, but my life has been pretty much a roller coaster. And the one thing I know about God and myself and co-creation is that I can bounce out of anything, no matter how challenging or difficult things get in my life. I have to step back, take a reprieve, because I realize I'm not moving in alignment. I'm really trying to push against what's not ready to happen. So sometimes it's taking a step back and just being and then watching the doors open. However, in terms of the journaling, that is a practice. And the things I want to manifest, including love. You know, I am looking for my twin flame. I am looking for my divine partner. And I know one of the topics that you spoke about was detaching from love. And, you know, love is such a broad spectrum. So I guess I would also like to hear more about what kind of love are you talking about? Is it the infatuation? Is it the some people get addicted to people, you know, having men or women in their lives? Is it unconditional love? Is it, you know, abusive love? You know, what type of love are we talking about? Because I believe that we, while we are a community of workers, of light workers, and we can co-create the things that we need, not necessarily what we always want, but the things that we need, we do have to love one another in order to live in unity and community.
However, I see it more with an understanding that it's unconditional. And I think that ties up with money as well. Because when we resist, or when we are not available to that exchange of energy with money, the money won't show up. And because we're missing the opportunities, if we're pushing against things that are not going to serve us well. So I always like to take a step back. Sometimes, it could be for a moment. Sometimes it could be for a week. Yesterday, I thought I had a brand new office. I signed a lease, for my business, By the end of the day, none of my clients were happy. I picked up the phone and I said, I'm sorry, I need to check back and I need to cancel the lease. And they very generously did that for me. So, had I argued with them or had it turned into a debate, then, it would have been a problem. So I say the less we resist, the more things will show up in our lives. The more we surrender and have the hope and the faith and all those things that you were talking about. Because I believe throughout my life, God has carried me. And I've been through quite a bit. I'm surprised I'm still standing. That's kind of where I'm at.
Thank you, Denise. Is that it for now?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. We'll come back to everybody again. Sharon, would you like to share?
Oh, thank you. I think, I apologize too. I'm back on the road, so I apologize for being late. But the woman that was speaking, before this woman, what she was talking about, I had a similar experience, and I had picked up a book by Shakti Goyen in the middle 80s. A therapist had led me to that book, and by giving me the power of the subconscious mind, when I was going through a divorce, a lot of things were happening. It was horrible. I was going through a divorce. I had two small babies. I had faced family trauma. And went to work from daycare mom to single parent mom, having my two babies in daycare overnight. And we don't have great daycare in this country now for single moms working poor, but back then it was even worse. And bad things happened to my kids when they were in daycare. But anyway, that therapist gave me a book, Power of the Subconscious Mind, and I read it and I loved it. I still have it. I just love it. And then I was led to Shakti Goyen, who I still believe and just love, creative visualization. And within a year and a half of being daycare mom, poor, broke, two kids, I was working at a corporation and I had my own company car. I had 125 accounts in the whole region of a state I live in, and traveling and for the company, corporation. And it was something that I had totally, totally manifested. I went into meditation. I did it daily. I wrote exactly what I wanted, got everything I wanted. I wasn't emotionally ready, prepared, because they say be careful for what you wish for. There were a lot of whole things that came with that. Babysitters for my kids, I didn't have that prepared. Good babysitters. And then that was probably the major, major part of it. And so I know how things can happen. I know when I put my mind, my emotions, my beliefs, I know how I can manifest, and I have manifested. But the challenges that remain for me is when things manifest, it's also there I am. So wherever I go, there I am. So whatever I haven't worked on is within me is there too that comes forward. And I realize I'm still a work in progress. It's important for me to work on those things because my life will be better, much more improved as I recognize what's important for me to work on internally and bring. And I'm all about bringing the money in. Man, I want that money. I will bring that money in. And along with that, I do want my wealth internally, you know, my well-being, the riches within me that are inside me as far as my perspective on life and connection with how we're connected. And so until I put my foot in the grave, I mean, I'll still be working on it. So thank you, David, for holding the space. And I'm done. Excuse me.
Thank you, Sharon. I was muted. Jean, would you like to share some more?
I would like to thank Katie for reminding all of us about writing and besides imagining it and seeing it, but also writing it. Because you reminded me that when I was doing that, I was on the road a lot teaching my workshops and doing healings, and it was awesome. I loved it, and I loved traveling. So, and I also like to use pencil so that I'm using a natural product with, you know, in balance with the earth. So I want to say thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
And
that's the same book. That's the same book I used to use by Shakti Gawain, Creative Visualization. That she had a workbook and a book. That's the book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That
yeah. Thank
the
you.
Girl. Yeah, that's the same book I was using. Yes.
Yeah, she passed recently, and she's still.
I know. I saw that.
She's wondrous. She's just. Yes. She was a wondrous pioneer. She started her journey in the 60s. Yeah.
Katie, did you have any other thoughts you'd like to share that were stimulated during the discussions?
No, I think maybe I think when you I guess like the other caller was saying, I guess when you're taking the time to maybe focus on it or kind of make it a little ritual to do it daily, it kind of, I guess you're putting energy into it. And, you know, I guess the more positive energy you put into something, the more you can attract it. Because, I think that's, and also just releasing it to the universe, but I think that's a key component in definitely writing it and feeling it. But I think what I want to do is to write it and feel it. But what I find now is, say, for example, I want to move again. But I think I know where I want to move. So I think I want to move to North Carolina. But I'm not certain that's where I'm going to move. So for some reason, I like to have like a specific focus. Like, I don't want to tell the universe the exact car I want. I'm not even sure I want to tell the universe the exact town I want to move to either. You know, because the universe, you know, they kind of like you say what you want, but they'll take care of the house because we're kind of like partnering with them. So they're going to take care of the house. That's not our job. Our job is really to let them know what we want and be open to receiving it and aligning our thoughts and feelings with receiving it. So So to me now, I think because like before I said, I want to move to Atlanta. Like I knew where I wanted to go to. So now it's like I kind of feel like I kind of want to like say if I was a psychic or something, or I could, not that I can't talk to my angels, like I want to know like where am I moving to so I could just focus. Like I like to have a focus, like I don't know, so I could just start telling people, you know, I'm moving to North Carolina, you know, like I don't know. Sometimes when you have a focus also, or sometimes it helps me, I guess, focus my energy or put that out there. I think what I'm going to do is maybe just say I'm moving to somewhere fabulous.
May I join in on that?
Yeah, sure.
I am in agreement with you. I'm in the process of clearing and sifting out my house to put on the market, and I have no idea where I'm going to go. And because I have a holistic practice, it's not so. I am allowing the universe to work its magic for me to move into a new place that will help me prosper in all ways. And I visualize it, but I don't put an address and I don't put a state or even a country on it. I put it out as a thank you, creator, infinite source energy for blessing me with this amazing new home that I am am moving into. And I've had people say to me, "Ooh, where are you moving to?" And I say, "I don't know, wherever the universe wants me to go, because it will be for my highest good." So I just wanted to add that.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. I have some other thoughts, if people don't mind, if I share.
Sure.
Please do.
Well, Sharon mentioned knowing. And I've heard several of the guests on my show, spiritually aligned guests, spiritually gifted guests. We're all gifted, of course, but I've heard them talk about holding the knowing, that that's a step beyond faith. And I'm hearing a lot of talking about knowing that things are going to happen. And I think that's wonderful and very important. And I also was thinking about the idea of needs being met and what we put out, serving the highest good, as Jean said. I had a very challenging time in my life 15 years ago where it seemed like things were falling apart, but I was very diligent in my spiritual practices, including journaling, meditation, prayer, faith. I didn't know about holding the knowing, but I did not worry. And my income stopped, and I didn't know. My bills were paid for the month, and I only had $40 left for groceries to feed three people. And wouldn't you know it, I came home with $40 worth of groceries, which was only going to last a few days. And somebody showed up with four bags of groceries. And sometime in the next week, some disability income came into place for me. And then that wasn't quite enough to meet my needs, but more income came. And I was never without my needs being met. And I believe it's true that God does meet all our needs, maybe not all our wants, but I think sometimes they can be one and the same, needs and wants, as long as they are meant to serve the highest good, not just for us, but for all. It's a mystery, but I'm seeing more and more that what I have thought I've known in the past is not really the case, and the mystery is unraveling, and it's really quite delicious. The other thing I wanted to say, when Denise was asking about love, it certainly can come in so many forms. And I believe the most important form is unconditional love. And whether or not I have a partner, I do have a husband now, but whether or not I have a partner, I'm fine. I need to remember I'm fine within myself. And God has brought me love. God has brought me a partner, a husband. And it's a beautiful thing, but it does take a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. And, you know, two people are not always in the same place at the same time. And so it's a matter of give and take and ebbing and flowing and recognizing that sometimes somebody's needs are greater than another's. And if I'm going to be truly loving, I need to consider that when I think I have needs and somebody else's needs might be more more important, I need that I can put my needs aside for a while and try to be there for the other person. So those were just some thoughts that I had. And Denise and Sharon, if you each want to share one at a time, if there's any more thoughts you have, I would welcome that. I think we all would.
If I lose you, if I lose you, it's because I'm traveling, and I'll call you right back. I'm going through some mountains, so I apologize in advance. It's my thoughts that are really what I'm understanding at this age, this many decades into my life, that are, I mean, I spent a kind of a self-imposed retreat these past several weeks, and I've noticed a mind-blowing step for me, and I can only equate it to peeling the layers of an onion, you know, understanding a concept, a thought inside my head, but the deeper meaning come forward for me over and over again in different meanings, deeper understanding. And with integrity, I look at how my thoughts are really driving the energy within me and exuding it, and how I connect to others, and whether I'm speaking to them or just my perspective of them. So it's definitely my thoughts. And so I'm embracing that, embracing, become more acquainted with the potency of how my yourself and how that really creates the energy in my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Denise, how about you? Anything else you want to share?
No, probably not. But thank you for asking me.
You're welcome. I would just like to say one other thing that's not connected to the topics, and that is we've kind of ebbed and flowed in terms of the number of participants, and that's great. It's been a wonderful day today, a lot of great sharing. But please feel free to let other people know, and if we grow substantially, what we would do is time the shares, but I'm letting people know I will do so on my Friday night radio show. It would be nice to have some more input, and I appreciate everything that people have shared today. And unless there's anything further, Jean is going to take us out with a closing meditation.
The only thing I wanted to very quickly add, David, and then I'll go right into meditation, is once we become consciously aware as human beings that we need to self-love, then it becomes effortless to self-love others. because we don't have to like their behavior in the moment, right? But it doesn't mean we have to subject ourselves to them. And we can love that person and send them best wishes to open their hearts to self-love. That's all I wanted to say about that. So anybody who would like to participate, sharing your driving, so please don't do this. Unless you can meditate with your eyes open safely while you're driving. But if everybody could just close your eyes for just a brief moment. And let's just take three breaths. And as we do take each one, let's hold it for the count of six. Let's allow our hearts with each gentle breath to open to the divine true love within us. Let's breathe in all those moments when we gave away our power through love. And let's breathe it back into our heart chakra to help us remember who we are. Breathing in the love. Now you're not taking away any love from anyone that you love. You're just refilling your heart with your love. As you breathe in and exhale, pure love into your heart. With each gentle breath, you'll notice that the more you allow yourself to surrender, the flow of love and fully connect with the universal law of love and joyful bliss. Let's connect with the universal law of love now. By breathing in and connecting through intention. And as we exhale, let's take that knowing flow into our heart, the ebbing, gentle, easy flow of effortlessly loving in the divine universe law of love. Allow yourself to breathe in this love, fully connecting with the universal law of love. Each breath, breathing it in. And as you exhale, allow it to fill all your chakras. Each breath. Filling all your chakras with the love vibration connection of the universal law of love. Surrendering all fear and fully embracing in the gentle flow, divine universal law of love. And let's all be present with this love now, fully and completely. Allow yourself to fully and completely embrace this love. Time, you forget. You can use this practice to reconnect you with the universal law of divine love. when we are in that full connection of surrender, all that we wish to manifest for our highest good, for the highest good of all, manifests in our present reality. Thank you for allowing me to help you remember. Thank you for allowing me to help you remember this experience.
Thank you, Jane. That was beautiful.
Thank you, David.
And thank you, everybody. I just would like to remind folks, we're here to do this every Sunday at the same time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. And I would like to thank everybody for what they've shared today. I know it's helped me, and I trust it's helped each of you too. So, with that said, good afternoon, and God bless everybody. And I hope you'll join us again next week.
God bless.
Thanks, Katie, for bringing up a topic.
Bless you both. And have a great day.
You too.
God bless you all. God bless you all, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.